What does the largest city in Western Massachusetts do with the millions of dollars it gets every year from its single largest taxpayer? It was a question city councilors in Springfield asked at a joint committee meeting Tuesday. The money Springfield receives from the MGM Casino helps the city pay for important services and projects, but is not enough to lower people's tax bills, according to TJ Plant, Springfield's chief administration and finance officer.
It helped us plug a structural deficit that we've had in our budget for years, so it hasn't solved all of our problems, but it's made it easier to invest in all sorts of services and that the city needs.
He presented a detailed report Tuesday night in City Hall about MGM's financial commitments that are spelled out in the host community agreement that was negotiated in 2014 before the casino was built. The report was discussed at a joint meeting of the City Council Finance and Casino Oversight Committees. City Councilor Tracy Whitfield, newly appointed chair of the Finance Committee, said one of the top questions she hears from constituents is, where is the MGM money going?
One of the most popular questions is, our tax revenue is going up. What's happening with the MGM money that we was promised was going to reduce the tax bill overall?
Plant said the belief that casino revenues would be used to lower people's tax bills is erroneous.
But I've never heard it and I've never said it.
Nobody ever promised lower taxes as a result of the casino.
Correct.
Springfield receives $17.6 million annually from MGM as a negotiated property tax payment. The money goes into the general fund and is used for city expenses. The city took $13 million in prepayments while the casino was being constructed, and that's being paid back over a seven-year period. In the current fiscal year, MGM's annual tax payment to the city is $13.9 million. Chief City Assessor Richard Allen said the agreement with MGM guarantees the city a set amount of money every year, not subject to changes in property valuations and tax rates.
So just to be clear about that, it was not a break, not a discount. And they're locked into that as a guaranteed payment.
The annual payment from MGM is just 2% of the city's total tax levy. MGM also pays $2.5 million to a mitigation fund that's used to pay for public safety and other expenses the city has as a result of hosting a casino. Another $2.5 million is paid by MGM to a community development fund that's to go toward the betterment of the city. Plant said there is $4.6 million in the community development fund that is unspent because the administration and the city council have yet to come up with a policy for how to disperse the money.
I'm happy to talk about what makes sense. What we're trying to figure that out, is it just the traditional appropriation process through the mayor's office, or if it's something else, we can, I guess, to be determined.
Unlike the city, which gets a guaranteed sum from MGM, Massachusetts receives only the 25% tax on the casino's gross gaming revenue. Since opening in August 2018, the casino has taken in far less revenue than was projected. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.